listening to Chrysalis Color, the podcast. Hello, this is Jorunn from Norway.
And Christine in Canada.
With a podcast about color analysis and how it applies to you in a practical way. We'll talk about how to use your colors to make your days brighter, your wardrobe more enjoyable, and your life easier.
We'll talk about topics that we find interesting, and we encourage you to submit your questions. A podcast listing is available at chrysaliscolor.com under the podcasts tab.
Hi, and welcome to episode 14, where we dive into hair color for summers. We'll talk about natural hair color and how to use it as a basis for choosing beautiful dye and highlight effects. Our thanks, as always, to Courtney St. John of Studio St. John in Massachusetts for joining the conversation and giving advice related to coloring hair at home.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Jorunn. Great to have you joining us today. I am excited to jump into this topic. As promised, the topic is hair color by season. We've been laughing about our original plan of doing the hair topics in two episodes.
Yes, what were we thinking? And we're now at seven by the time we're done?
Yes, seven and counting.
Yes. Well, there was just so much good stuff here, and the content kept growing and growing based on our conversations with Courtney. Episode 11 and 12 were about hair coloring in general. Then we inserted an episode that we called Beautiful Silver, and now we're rounding off the hair color topic with four shows. Well, we think it'll be four, I'm not promising anything. One for each of the main season groups, starting with summer. Christine?
Right. To familiarize listeners a little with the language, seasons are names given to groups of natural coloring. There are 12. Four main ones called true something, as in true summer, true autumn, same as the four seasons of the year. Each true season has two neutral seasons, meaning blended with another group. So that makes a total of three summers, three autumns, three springs, three winters, for a total of 12. There's a season map at chrysaliscolor.com included with each podcast episode. It may help you with the season names and the relationships between them.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned those because it's really quite confusing when you hear Christine rattle them off like that. And even me as a color analyst, I have trouble keeping them all apart when they're presented like in audio format. So this is why for your viewing benefit, we have included it. So please do look up the chart and the show notes. So in these upcoming shows, we're going to discuss each of those three seasons in the group, beginning with a true, focusing on natural color, how to choose chemical color, and hair colors to avoid. We might include an example or two from people in the news to show you how we apply the information, and we'll be sure to add links to those images. All right, everyone, I hope you're ready. Here we go. Christine?
Okay, great. Let's start with true summer, natural color. I am always a little hypnotized by true summer hair. I especially love that soft pink, blue, violet, gray medley in this natural hair color. Even when it's quite dark, you can see hints of these colors in the light next to the skin, blue-green eyes, gray-green eyes. And then add orchid rose blush lipstick. It takes a moment for your eyes to believe they're seeing what they think they're seeing. You'll see those pinkish tones in the hair if the person is standing next to someone with winter or spring hair or dyed hair. I think it's uber cool. And I define cool as, yeah, I was born this way. I don't try.
Yeah, I woke up like this morning. Anyway, I couldn't agree more. Those shades of medium sandy brown hair that summers often are born with, it just looks so lovely next to the summer palette in clothes. It brings out that what I call moonlight on beaches magic. The color may be called ash brown, but that word, it just doesn't do justice to the intricate play of colors.
Sometimes you can see the pink tones. It's faint, eh? Like this isn't pink hair. It's more like pink taupe gorgeous in an eyeshadow as well, or a coat, or all three, and then when all the colors are seen together, gives this wonderfully holistic impression, very connected appearance.
And needless to say, in this fourth of our hair color episodes, the magic only happens when you wear your own colors. Surrounded by its own harmony, colors sing, just like musical notes. Surrounded by unharmony, at best one hears silence, where there could have been song.
True that. With a reminder that close enough can be really good. A true summer in soft summer's pink taupe or a light summer's blue-gray, way better than all the choices at the store that day. Knowing a few things about the family of summers or whichever your main season is really useful for knowing what to not even try on. So true summers, don't try on the orange blouse, not even if there's orange in a print or a strap on a bathing suit. There's nothing in you or your coloring for it to connect with, so it separates. And then it pulls at the viewer's awareness when they look your way. They might not know exactly why, but picture orange with pink taupe in an outfit. You wouldn't do it, right?
Right. And the reason you give this example, Christine, is to remind people that this also relates to hair color. You have to be a little more careful with hair because it surrounds the face and it's a color you wear every day.
Yeah, it's like a part of your outfit, your everyday outfit that never changes. What are some other natural hair colors in true summers? Light medium ash brown to medium dark ash brown, I think, describes most of the group. There are always exceptions. I haven't seen anything in the ginger or red range. Probably exists, just I've never met that person. Once I met a very blonde woman, almost silver blonde with navy blue eyes. It was quite something, and she was in her mid-20s. Occasionally, you'll see real blonde. You'd think the woman's a spring. She doesn't drape that way. Listen, though, don't get sidetracked by the exceptions. They exist. They often need color analysis to explain their coloring, even more than the rest of us do. The natural baseline color is usually ash brown. Color can be medium light, sandy, blonde, or fairly dark, especially in men.
Before we get into hair color, a question we're often asked is whether natural color and chemical color, hair color options appear in the color palettes?
That's a really relevant question. The answer for both natural color and chemical color is sometimes. The thing about hair is the color is not what you think you see, and hair is many colors at the same time. But you could hold the palette for the season up to the hair of most people in the season and find something extremely similar or a harmony that is incredibly good. They're just a very natural fit together. You could slide a lock of the hair into the palette and nobody would notice or have any kind of problem with it.
Indeed. The only place to get the full picture of our coloring is in the skin. But we need drapes and testing to draw out that information. We talk about hair because we see this large block of color and it's such an important part of our presentation. The important point is that the dye you're considering should be in harmony with your palette. If the harmony is off, you should be able to see it immediately.
Let's move into chemical color. If there were one season, along with bright winter, where I think I'm famous for saying, don't color your hair. The other one where I would suggest let it be is true summer. When these folks color their hair, I don't think they have any idea of the magic they're covering up.
I agree. Leave it so you don't mask those mauve tones that are so gorgeous with skin and makeup. When you wear other seasons' colors, the taupe variations are silenced. But if you dye the hair, they're completely gone. And if highlights were cool and not too light and it were done at thin threads, it could be a pretty beige silver, but still a look of silvering early in life. Even a blonde labeled cool or ash still runs the risk of looking too yellow or worse, orange.
Joran's right. Absolutely. Summers have an inclination to lighten their hair. But the true summer group is tricky. The natural pastel yellows in this coloring or palette, same thing, they're easy enough to get right in clothing, but incredibly difficult in hair without the color suddenly looking too yellow or gold, at which point the skin texture becomes red and shiny or dull and flat. I don't know if a colorist has the dye precision to get the color right, but I cannot imagine doing this at home.
Oh, neither can I. Just don't do it. She may have a hint of pink, mauve, or fuchsia in her hair, or even sandstone that can look like washed pink copper. And this very pink is so gorgeous and unique and just so discordant with the majority of yellows. And Summers, as we know, have a rather narrow range of yellows in her palette.
Yeah, I think play with hairstyles. That's where the secret lies here, of which we all have several relative to very few great hair colors. And I think that probably applies to every season. Now, here's another example of a woman of darker natural color, True Summer, using dye not to lighten, but to recover her natural color and cover gray.
Yeah, yes. This is a story that Courtney told us. Her friend is a True Summer in her late 50s with shoulder length hair. Her native color appeared to be practically black, but when she went with level 4 color, it was much too intense. She allows some gray strands to mix in with the colorings she uses. She uses Wella, but other brands should be the same. She said using ash tones is essential, even at the lighter levels she uses. Anything else is just too intense. She alternates 5A, which is light ash brown, as her base, and sometimes does a combo of medium ash brown mixed with 8A, which is an ash blonde, leaving the darker color on for the full time and the blonde on just a few strands for only 10 minutes. About every fourth application, she uses 7A, a darker ash blonde. I hope you're taking notes, everybody. This is very specific and useful instructions.
Very useful, and she probably looks terrific. And it may have taken her a few tries to find her way towards this great recipe that works so well for her. I want to go back to an important point that was made there, and it applies to all summers. Bringing our attention back there for a second, dark color for summers is softly dark. We tend to see dark and overestimate how concentrated the pigment is, particularly for women over 40. Hair color of the correct darkness, but too much intensity, makes skin look pale. The impression becomes tired. For a mature woman, what if the starting color is now white, but the natural color was a darker ash brown?
Well, interesting question. And Courtney says that if a person is starting with white hair, to try the 5A light ash brown for the first application to the whole head, or if the hair is short, then play with the other colors as needed. There is also a 6A, which might be the starting point. Courtney's friend never colors her whole head because it was never fully white, but alternates colors and picks and chooses what to color each time and where to let strands of silver show through. Often she's more silvery around the temples. And anything in neutral or natural reads orange on her.
Mm-hmm. So, True Summer, let's talk about color to avoid. We've covered these, I think, but we'll recap here. First one is, don't make it blonde unless it already is. In true cool coloring, yellow exists. Yellow exists in all human pigmentation, but it is particular because to be cool for this cool color group, blue is added. Well, as a result, yellow becomes a trace greenish. And the degree of precision required to get it right may exceed the predictability of home hair color, maybe all hair color?
Well, you might experiment your way to it, but there may be long periods with a different hair color every month, none of them especially flattering. It looks frosted with gray, which gives an overall impression of being older than you are, or it does look blonde, any variation of blonde, but the effect is to erase color and shape detail from your face. And nobody wants that.
Mm-hmm. It's very important to look at the face when we color our hair. Don't just look at the hair. Let's move on to light summer. The natural color of light summer. So this is the coloring that's made mostly of summer colors with a small influence of spring. The names of the seasons, light summer in this case, can imply that all the colors are light or that the person is noticeably light. It's not quite what light season means, or it's not the whole truth. I have a sister who is indeed a blonde with blue eyes. She looks light. Her lightness is more prominent than whether you would peg her warm or cool or bright or soft. She looks light. She tests as a light summer, but not everyone in this season does.
Yeah, light season people can look light, but just as often they look light medium in darkness. Princess Diana, before she dyed her hair, is a good example of this. And some are natural blondes and can add sunlight easily as a touch of bleach, but overdo it and the hair will be too light and obviously bleached. Many have light ash brown hair, many. And if they bleached or blonded their hair, it would look artificial. As in clothes and makeup, there are limits in both lightness and darkness.
That's right. For the light seasons, both lightness and darkness have a limit. They don't go all the way to white and black. And you got to respect that in every color and everywhere you apply color, including here. Sandy beige is probably typical. Blonde would look odd. It would appear disorganized. The natural poise and tranquility of this person would be disrupted. But many lights are beautiful with hair colors. So how about we talk about that, Joren?
Yep. And with that, I would start with highlights. Adding light, but keeping natural color visible. Lots of your natural color. Your natural color is a great internal reference for not going too light. And do color an underneath strand first and compare it to the color palette. If it's too light for the color to slip into the palette, it's going to be frozen looking, often to the point of seeming brittle on your head.
I wrote a post a while back on 12 Blueprints, I'll link it in the show notes, called Light Seasons and Blonde Highlights. A reader left a really excellent comment, and I agree. The natural tendency when we don't know how to work with our season is to go too light.
If hair color is making the eye color looks gray, or hair color being noticed more than the eyes, we need to talk about new hair color. Faded eyes are like weakly colored lips. The whole face looks tired. Tie the hair back or cover it with a gray scarf. Apply your makeup, wear your beautiful clothes, and now let the hair out. Is that a step forward or a step back? It's such an interesting experiment.
It's very interesting. It's very useful, isn't it? Once we can get ourselves into an objective, open to anything headspace, I think women are very good at this. Ideally, you have no particular reaction. Hair color shouldn't move you off your appearance center. It's just there, being here. It shouldn't be a sensation of angel singing, which can happen if you're focusing too much on the hair or the color is drawing attention to itself.
Yes, it's like everyone's looking at the hair color and forgetting that you happen to be there. When an elegant woman walks into a restaurant or stands to ask a question at a seminar, her hair doesn't catch your attention, but her overall composure might. It's useful to practice looking at others. So look at the face and just be aware of the hair. In a color analysis process, when the hair comes out of the cap or scarf, the correct sensation is, sure, yep, Okay, fine. Makes sense. This feels comfortable. You want calm alignment, not a feeling of getting off track depending on whether hair is visible or not.
Let's recap here before moving on to our next season. Hair color to avoid for light summer. The most common problem, as we said, going too light. Either in the amount of bleach, like how close to white the hair color goes, or by adding too many highlights. Second hair color mistake for light summers is using autumn gold. It contains too much red. It's the wrong kind of warmth, and it leaves a very heavy look.
Yeah, she's going to look short, and the hair will look like a heavy rug that's weighing her down.
Okay, third in our summer group, the neutral season called soft summer. So this is a major proportion of summer colors and tiny little bit of influence from autumn colors. The natural color, we're in the Angelina Jolie to Princess Kate range. For folks not familiar with British royals, who would be an example? How about young Jane Fonda, a hair icon we discussed in the previous episode about silver, back in the early days of her workout videos? There is a beauty of a hair color picture that I've added to the Soft Summer Pinterest board, linked in the show notes. The beige silver, actually, it's a lot like the beige silver that we mentioned above in True Summer.
All right. Well, I'm opening up the image now. Oh, my God. Is that Jane Fonda?
Isn't that a good picture?
Oh, God.
I think it's a super picture in so many ways. The dress and the couch and the cushion, it might not be perfect, but so much about them is great. They're not getting in front of her. Lips, eyes, brows. I love this image. It's a good example of how it can feel good to look at something. And also to show how great you can look with a little knowledge about your colors and how to put them together. Okay, the belt might be a bit dark, but this is the darkest of the three summers. They can make sense of small areas of black. Wouldn't put it around the eyes, but there it's fine. If it were shiny patent leather, that would have been where your eyes and attention got stuck. But in this soft, slightly dull leather, I think it looks great.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, God, yes. And are her eyes really that green? It's fabulous. Lipstick looks a little brown, but it could be that pale foundation they put on her, you know? Everything reacts to everything. Soft summers have a lipstick called Ruby Slippers, which is lovely. And that's a little on the brown side. Maybe that's what she's wearing. No, she's not. Anyway, it's kind of honoring the autumn influence, but her eyes, they are mesmerizing.
Right? There's terrific cooperation between colors. The word describing summer for me is grace. I think this is a lovely example.
Mm. I see her highlights are quite delicate and thin in this image. They kind of got larger and chunkier for her over the years, didn't they? Like for so many of us. In this image, the lips balance the eyes and hair and clothes, but once you go into her eyes, it's kind of hard to get back out. It's like I'm drowning in a well and I don't mind it.
Yeah, isn't it something? And over time, if her shockingly beautiful eyes faded and her face became less defined, perhaps it had more to do with color choices than with age. And we're thrilled to see her now wearing silver and looking fabulous.
Indeed.
How about soft summer hair color, Yaren?
Yes. Well, we're back to highlights like with the other summers. And this time, the highlights will be used to enhance the tone variability. And again, don't go too light. And don't go too warm. We're talking cool caramel or dark sandy blonde. Those are great colors for highlights.
Yeah, three tone, soft cool browns is super good. Plenty of base visible and not going too light in the lightest color. This is a shadow play, like colors on the surface of bark or a rock face.
Yes, I love that image of shadow play in a dense forest as an image for soft summer. And soft summer here often has very subtle pink mauve tones naturally, and those can be enhanced in the loveliest way.
Yeah, soft summer and light summer, those pink tones. Pardon me, soft summer and true summer. Light summer, the base is often truer to spring's beige base. Sometimes with soft summers, I've seen look really nice, soft wine, especially good with greens in the eyes. Like all things soft, meaning soft summer and soft autumn, the color has to be dark enough, not exceeding the natural darkness, and soft enough, meaning not too intense. It may be dark, but it's not intense or concentrated in the pigment. And like all things red hair, it works best if the hair already has red or did at some stage. I think soft seasons too, they serve as a great example of how we can put too much emphasis on warm or cool. And we forget that these aspects of color are just one third of the equation. For whatever color we add to our appearance, there are three questions to be asked. Asked separately because the answers are of equal importance. So I ask them one by one. Doesn't matter if I'm looking at hair, lipstick, or a blouse. Is it too warm or cool? Is it too light or dark? And is it too soft or bright?
I'm glad you mentioned that. The warm-cool range is often not the issue as much as the brightness range, which may be yellow that's too light or too yellow or both, or any color that's too intense or too concentrated, because we saw darkness and we thought that meant lots of color pigment.
Yeah, and not necessarily. The color may well be dark, but it's softly dark. Now, I wanted to repeat something you said earlier, Joran, that hair is the color we wear every day with every single outfit. So people have no choice but to see it at the same time as they see our eyes. I would be more cautious of warm highlights if the person had blue eyes. I might be more comfortable with a slightly warmer highlight, still within the range for soft summer, if the person had green or gold eyes. I wanted to ask you, in the last show, when you said ombre, do you mean highlights in various colors throughout the hair? Or did you mean hair color that gradually changes color over the length of the style? You know, like where you see the bottom half a different color from the top half?
Yeah, Christine, I'm glad you brought that up because I've been thinking a lot about that. And this is a case of me not knowing English well enough. What I mean, or what I meant when I said ombre, was actually something completely different. I meant like variegated, not necessarily that the hair is darker at the bottom and gradually lighter as you get closer to the head, or the other way around, which is what I now know is the real meaning of ombre hair. Such a tricky language, English.
Joran, trust me, you do much better than if I had to do our podcast in Norwegian.
Yes, for a while.
Nobody would. We'd still be on episode one. 99. And hair color jargon is variegated too. You know, I don't really follow hair color too closely. So sometimes the jargon can mix us up. But I think, I wonder too, along with variegated, several colors of chemical color in the same head. The other term you run across is balayage. And it's a good for us to distinguish this for listeners. I found a couple of links because I had to go looking, and I've put them in the show notes. I have a feeling that balayage is the more polite word for chunky highlights. It looks to me like just thick highlights throughout the hair. And I'm also bringing this up because summers, they like to lighten their hair. Lightness is a feature of the summer groups. Even those with darker hair as young adults, once they silver, you see how light and summery they actually are. And I really like this effect I see sometimes where highlights begin at the, let's say, around the level of the brows or the corners of the eyes, maybe with a few strands around the face, and then a few more around the head, but not nearly as much color as a full-on balayage. It doesn't change the overall color of the head. I just think it looks great. It looks more real, more understated. The upkeep is easier, preserves enough original color to know what it is and to use to select to the chemical colors. And it preserves enough darkness to maintain a beautifully shaped facial structure.
True. So let's talk about what to avoid for the soft summer. What I can think of at the top of my head is to avoid yellow blonde or anything much lighter than the natural darkness level. Like Ivanka's hair wouldn't work on Melania's head, for people who know American celebrities. Soft summer can also become too all over beige. She knew blonde didn't work and went too warm with a sandy blonde warm hair color, and then chasing one problem with another, went too warm with the clothes to work with the hair that turned skin beige, and again that drained the eyes of their colors, especially if this woman didn't use cosmetics to add color. And the next thing you know, the impression is of a beige being from head to toe with no details or features, just variations of beige. And that just doesn't do this dignified season enough justice.
How about we talk about a couple of real world examples?
Ooh, I love those.
Yeah. Well, they, you know, trying to look for people who are not celebrities so the images are not too altered. Many true summers have medium to darker brown hair in their 20s. I think about, as an extreme of the darkness level, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Now, I don't know his season, but if he's a winter, well, picture him in lemon yellow. And I'll ask you, does he control the color or does the color control him? I think too much color gets in front of him. Yet we don't know till we try. He'd have to sit in front of a mirror and we'd have to test certain colors. But, you know, I didn't mind the green shirt he wore when he led the Grey Pride Parade in Toronto. Might not have been his ideal green. Looked more faded in some pictures, brighter in other pictures. Welcome to photography. But something about it seemed to resonate with him. I could easily picture his natural white or silver coming in perfectly. In fact, it is coming in perfectly. But I don't see him in any kind of blonde at any stage of his life. Only way to know where his wardrobe investment would be with a color analysis. Because his hair color, not because, but partly because, I guess, his hair color, if he's a summer, it's at the extreme end.
Well, Christine, this is kind of like that episode when you talked about one of those, one of the wedding dresses of Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
Markle? Is that her name?
Markle, right.
Yeah,
Markle.
Thank you.
Like
moving
Sparkle.
Right along. Miss Markle. Meghan Markle. Yep. Beautiful Meghan Markle. And married to Prince Harris. Yeah. I didn't have the foggiest idea who you were talking about when you brought this guy up, your prime minister.
Yes, that's right. So Meghan, we did post her in our white episode, yes.
Right, okay. Anyway, so your prime minister, the prime minister of Canada, he's not very prominently featured in the news in Norway, so I had to Google him. He's very handsome. And it's hard to say if he's a summer from the images on the computer screen, but since we're playing this game, I think it's easier to look at his face when he's wearing the soft navy blazer than on the photos of him in a pitch black suit. So I can understand why you have summer as a possibility. And it is interesting, isn't it, when we see people with natural coloring that's near the borderline of their seasons in one aspect or the other. Speaking of prime ministers, our Norwegian Prime Minister, Erna Solberg, bless her cotton socks for the way she's been handling this COVID-19 pandemic. I always cringe when I see her in black, and I have privately and unofficially clocked her in as a summer season also.
Now it was my turn to Google. I had to Google Erna Solberg, and I linked the image that I looked at in the show notes because, you know, I, whatever image I look at, we could say different things. She has very nice skin and her eyebrows look good with her hair color. I always notice that. I could see summer. I'd rather look at the necklace with the eyes than the jacket with the eyes. I don't know. Is it okay to say this about public figures? I'm always torn, between being hurtful and honest. But man, it is so important not to take things personally. Because once you do, people stop telling you what they think. And left to our own devices, we can wander off into the color weeds, not to be found again for years. So I could say that I'm looking at the hair a bit more than the eyes. But the hair is also a bigger area. That color, that's pretty good if that's chemical color. It looks reasonable on her, believable. I wouldn't want it lighter or yellower, which also makes me think summer of some type. And like you, and as with Justin's season, to reiterate, I have no idea. Photography, it does unpredictable things to colors in pictures. And it often treats every color in the picture differently.
Yes, but it's so fun to discuss, isn't it?
It is fun, yeah.
I know. But let's move that topic and talk about silvering hair for summers before we end this show. True summers may silver early in life, so I've heard, or her hair may become white. So, Christine, is this a cool season issue? Because I know that winters also very often go gray early in life.
I've never looked at the data. If, in fact, there were any data. It's just this vague impression of mine that warmer seasons keep hair color for longer, and maybe a slightly stronger impression that early silvering is a winter thing. But we're both winters, and your hair is silver, and mine is maybe a third silver. More important, I think, is simple genetics. And then add to that stress, illness, other well-established causes of early graying.
Yes, following that, I should be super stressed out compared to you. Anyway, I think I'll put my money on the genetics, I hope.
Yes, I think
But silver hair on a light summer, that can often approach a pale yellow.
Yeah, I've seen it. It slowly shows up, this luminescent and really refreshing highlight that evolves into this quietly sparkling kind of halo.
Dyed yellow highlights, they often look too yellow, but yellow highlights look great when they grow out on their own.
Yeah, they can. If the yellow, a yellow that might have worked when the hair was pigmented, sometimes it's just too yellow next to the silver, and you can cut it out if it's really not compatible. But as you say, most of the time, the highlight can just grow out. And if the highlight is compatible with the silver, there's nothing to be done.
And in conclusion, true summers have nothing they need to do. Lucky ducks, just let silver come in on its own, and soft summer, same.
We hope that you found some new perspectives, some new ideas for how to choose terrific hair color in today's show. Thanks for listening. And please tune in to our next show in 2 weeks, which will be about hair color for winters. Thanks for being here. Bye, everyone. Bye-bye, Joran.